Yeah, okay, so where do we leave off? So we left off.
Mechavir Metzi B'Shaita?
Yeah, so
I think we're up, yeah.
What
were
you saying?
Well, a little now.
Right, the case was that he has one kos, and what he does is he forfeits the Kiddush Balayla, and he leaves it for the next day, right? He leaves it for the next day, for the Yom, and he does Kiddush before the Achila. So he's compromised. He didn't have Kiddush Balayla, and instead he had a mix of Kiyum Bayom, and a mix of Kiyum Bayom of Yayim B'Sarasur. He qualifies, in other words, he qualifies the covered Yom by, having the Yayim Kodem Masuda. So therefore, insofar as covered Yom is concerned, he's covered because he had his Suda Shish B'Yayim. Not completely, because the real completely is the Yayim's in the Suda, Mamish. But if the Yayim's before the Suda, so then it's incomplete, but he has mixas of a kiyum. And also he has a kiyum of Kiddush. But had he done it from that before, he wouldn't have anything for Kavad Yom. So the question was, that why did he split it like this? So we said the reason is because you don't want to obliterate a whole category, correct? That if he would have done Kiddush Balayla, and he wouldn't have anything for the Yom, he'd be obliterating the category of covered Yom. And they didn't want to obliterate it. So therefore they have mixas of one and mixas of the other. Mixas of Kiddush, because Kiddush is still good by Yom, although it's lacking. And he has the Suda is qualified by Yayin, because the Yayin, he has Yayin before the Suda. So the Suda says, it's not qualified the Yayin. In other words, if the Yayin was B'socha Suda, that would be the real qualification. But that he doesn't have. So he foregoes the full qualification of Yayin B'socha Suda, but he has Yayin Kodem HaSuda. So the Suda is Mitzuruf to Yayin. So that you can understand, that's not the full Kiyum of Yayin, because the Kiyum of Yayin is of cover is where the suit is qualified by our Yayin. But the Yayin is B'socha Suda. So he doesn't have Yayin B'socha Suda. But he has Yayin Shel Suda. So the suit is qualified the Mixas. That's the Rashbam, correct?
Right.
Right.
The real Kiyum is B'socha Suda. But it's Ksas, Kavarayam, if you do it beforehand.
So, but he doesn't do Kiddush Balayla because he has only one kos. So that's what we explained last time. We left on that kasha. The kasha of Chavir Mitzvah B'Shaita. Okay, so what happens now?
What about making Kiddush on bread? Isn't that like a possibility you could do Friday night that you can't do like during the day? Like, well, why isn't that like a solution?
Say it again.
Isn't there a possibility of making Kiddush on Mekasha Rifta?
Yeah,
on bread on, right. So is that like, why isn't that an option? And then you save the cup for the tomorrow, and that way you get both, in like the best way.
Yeah, so there's a big sugya there. One time did it. Some machwebs are shown. Some say only, he can only do it if he washes his hands first.
Oh, okay. Different issue. Okay.
Okay,
fine. So,
and Rebbe, according to Rashbam, on a typical Shabbos, so you'd make Kiddush, and then is there a kiyum? It sounds like there's a kiyum to also have wine during the meal as well.
That's right.
Okay.
And a revius in the Suda.
So you're a revius at the beginning, and then a revius in the Suda as well.
Right. That's right. A revius in the beginning on Kiddush, and then the Suda itself.
You don't just need Rekara Mala Lugma for Kiddush?
What's that?
Don't you just require Mali Lugma for Kiddush?
Yeah, no, that's correct. Revius.
Yeah, no, he just said you require Revius for Kiddush. Which is the Mali Lugma.
Yeah. Well, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, okay, so what does Gemara say next?
Okay, so that's the kasha, right? And the Gemara says, so why don't you do that and just save it for the next day and get both kiyumim? So, Rashbam, Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita, Kida Amar Be'elu Dvarim. Shehare Hekter Chalavim Be'evarim Shem Kolayla. So the Chalavim Be'evarim, you could be mastered and you could burn them all night long. Ve'imantinam B'Shabbos Ajitashach, and the Shabbos Ola. You don't save it for Motzei Shabbos, the way you don't have to burn on Shabbos. Right, says, why is it really docha? Why is it docha Shabbos? You can just do a moti Shabbos. It's totally kasher kol laila. Shemra ola Shabbos b'Shabbos. So you learn that you could do the ola of Shabbos in the Kiras Kasev, because the Chavim is a Shaita. On Shabbos itself, you don't have to wait till the night. Hilkach, because of the Kiras Kasev, ikadesh bo b'laila v'lo yantem bo ad macha, you should make Kiddush at night, and you shouldn't wait till the next day.
Correct. Yes, so the thing is that by ola Shabbos, the Rashi explains, So why do you do that? Why do you wait for my time? So the answer is Chaviv and Mitzvah B'Shaita. Chaviv and Mitzvah B'Shaita. It's interesting. If you take a Rashi on Zachar V'Shama, and the Chaviv and Shmos, and the Aseret HaDibros.
Rashi and the and Shmos and Aseret HaDibros? Yeah. On Zachar, that's the Dibur Echad, right? That one?
Yes, the Dibur Echad, yeah.
Zachar V'Shama, Dibur Echad, that room. V'chein mechaleha mos yumas, u'b'yom ha-shabbos shnei chavasim, v'chein losol b'sha'nes, k'dilun taslecha, v'chein erbis eishas achicha, yivam ha-yavo aleha, hu shenemar achas diber elokim, shtayim zu shemach.
So zachor v'sham v'diber achor. So zachor is what is v'yom ha-shabbos shnei chavasim. And shemar and v'diber achor is that mechaleha mos yumas. So the Rav wanted to say that, what does Rashi mean? He means it's Hutra, not Tuchliya.
Uh-huh.
That's B'divra Echa. B'divra Echa means Hutra, not Tuchliya. The only thing is you're going to have a big kasha from Al Gemara. If we're saying that the Chafivness of the Shaita, that Machal Olam Osimos, and it's Machal Shabbos, because the Chafivness of the Shaita. But if it's B'divra Echa, There's no Chil Shabbos.
Uh-huh. So you're asking a question like, how could you derive Chavim Mitzvah Shaita if it's Hutra?
Yes, that's right. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I don't know the answer to that.
I mean, the Rav asked that question.
No, I asked him. The Rav said...
Okay.
The Rav said, Zachar V'Shem B'Divrecha means Hutra, not Tuchliya.
Right.
Yeah, so that's a big question.
That's a principle that it's built into the very fabric of Shabbos. That's why it's not a dechuya.
That's right, but then you have a hard time explaining Rashi on Chaviv Mitzvah B'Shaita. Because Chaviv Mitzvah B'Shaita is saying something else, saying that you are Mechal Shabbos. You don't wait till after Shabbos. You are Mechal Shabbos.
Maybe it's only if it's this man is kavu on Shabbos. Then you say it's Hutra, if it's your carbon of Shabbos. But here, maybe you say the Hekter, Evarim, and Emurim, or Chalavim are really promoting Shabbos. So it's not his mind to the Shabbos.
You mean it's not Hutra? It's not Hutra with regard to Evarim and Tavarim?
Right. Because they're not like Zmanim Kavu on Shabbos. Like maybe they have a Kiyam of Shabbos, but like it's not, like it's really even that night. Kasha Kol Laila, so maybe you say it's not Zman Kavua. It's only where it says, like the Moed, Ma'ad, like Zman Kavua Shabbos, then it's Hutra, not the Chuyah. But if it's not Zman Kavua on Shabbos, maybe then you have to bring in a different principle.
But doesn't he say the Zman is Kavua?
By the Hector Avarim?
Yeah. You know, he said, you mean you can go after Shabbos too?
Right, Shem Kol Halayla.
That's good. You mean the Rashi where he says Hutra is with regard to Shchitza Bomer.
Right. That's B'moy. It's like, has to be on Shabbos. It's Zman Shabbos.
Nice chiluk.
What's that?
It's a nice chiluk Aaron's making.
Yeah, very nice. I mean, which is only as far as the Ikar Karban, which is the Dalmud, which is Melachos, Shita.
Right.
But now with regard to Hector Factors, the Lorem is a different parsha.
Right.
Yeah, that would be good. That would answer the question. It's really ritual, but it's ritual only insofar as the Asiyas of Karban, not insofar as the Akhtaras Evarim. With regard to Akhtaras Evarim, it's Tukhuya.
Right.
With regard to Akhtaras Evarim, it's Tukhuya.
Right. So you'd say since it's Tukhuya, you should really do it Motzei Shabbos? Because right. After Mikhaim Shneyam, if you become Ashvalan, because Chavim Yitzhak Shaita, you don't push it off.
Yeah, so why is it Tukhuya? Why should it be Tukhuya? Wait till after Shabbos.
I mean, with the Chavim Yitzhak Shaita?
Yeah.
Rashi there says, Alma Chaviv Lemaher Mitzvah B'Shaita.
Chaviv Lemaher.
Yeah.
That's a funny kind of formulation.
Right.
Because really, you should say, if it's Tukhuya, so you shouldn't do it on Shabbos.
Right.
Yeah.
And what's the difference between Chavi Mitzvah Shaita and just Reza Makdim and the Mitzvah? Is that like a different principle?
Yeah, we have to get to that. I mean, because right. Rashbam mentions later, there's a lot of Reza Makdim.
Oh, Rashbam mentions that?
He mentions. In the Yulium and the Fugyama.
Oh, yeah, you're right. He brings them both.
The reason both. What's his lesson?
He says, "The chaviva mitzvah b'shaita, this reason my demon the mitzvah." Like puts it together.
Like puts me as if they're right. Both the same thing.
And there's the other principle of mitzvah bal yadcha tach mitzana. But you know, I always wonder like what's the difference of those three. And I think we once wanted to try to work it out. I don't think we ever did though. Right? There's like three principles that seem the same, but they're like used for different sources and stuff.
That's true. Yes, yeah, so that's back to the question. The question is, why should I do it on Shabbos? Because if it's Tukhuya, and I can do it on Sunday Shabbos, so I shouldn't do it on Shabbos.
Maybe that would only make sense if it's a separate Kiyam, but since it's a Kiyam in the Hakrovas HaTamid, which is Hutra, so under these circumstances, we say Tukhuya. In other words, it's an independent thing to say, Tukhuya, you wait, because it's its own thing, but here it's part of the Mitzvah Hakrava, the Talmud.
It's part of Mitzvah Hakrava?
Well, Hekta Chalav is part of the, because it's an Ola, so they have to burn the whole Ola.
So therefore?
Well, so maybe we only say Duchuya if it's a separate activity in and of itself, so you say Duchuya, wait till later. But since this is part of the Kim Ha'ola, or the Hakrava, and you say Hutra for that, so maybe under those circumstances, maybe only in that case we'll say it's Tukhuya, because it's the completion of the Kiyam of the Tamid.
I mean, so the actual Asiyas HaKorban Olas Shabbos Shabbatom is really Hutra.
Because it has to be, right, that has to be done, Beinah, that has to be done in the afternoon, right?
And we say it's Tukhuya. It's Tukhuya. So why right. Do we do it on Shabbos? Why don't we wait till after Shabbos? If it's the Chuyo, I should wait. So you want to say...
But the basic key was that it could be done on Shabbos, which is the Hakrov Satamit. So since this is an extension or part of the Hakrov Satamit, so under those conditions, we say you could do it on Shabbos. The Chuyo is on Shabbos. So it wouldn't be a general principle. I mean, the only question is not a general principle. But actually, since we're saying it's Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita means, only Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita in the case where the Kiyam already began, and the Kiyam already began through the process of Hutra. So now we allow the Kiyam to continue,
it's a strange formulation. I mean, you could do it. Because it's right. The switch on. Or if it's right. The Chuyo and you can do it afterwards, you shouldn't do it till right. Afterwards.
Right.
All right, let's hold our questions. Good question. Let's go a little further.
Okay. The Gemara says, Umi Amrina and Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. So Rashbam says, Gavei Bracha, Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. I mean, the Gemara is not questioning the institution, and those is a Gezeira Sakasov. The question is, do you say that by Bracha? For some reason, they have. Hello?
When I was, what's the question? Why shouldn't I say it? Why shouldn't I say Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita by Bracha?
Strange, I don't know.
It's a strange one.
Yeah, it's very strange. But, I mean, I see why the Rashbam is trying to do that, because it doesn't have the Gemara questioning the Gezeiras Kasav, not questioning the whole Sugyan Mitzamachas.
Right.
So, yeah, it's strange. Very strange, for sure. Okay. So,
So why is it going to Gavi Bracha? It's a difficulty. Okay, let's leave that to Ben.
Right. When you come home with the Shabbos, so first you make the Yayin, then it has it reversed here, but okay, more and Besamim, and then you say Avdalakos, normally. But if you only have one cup of wine, so you wait till after you finish your meal. And then you bench alakos, and you arrange the entire havdalah afterwards, right?
Right.
You don't say. You don't say. First, say havdalah and give up the kiyam of benching alakos.
So really, if you say something in mitzvashaita, so you should do. The Avdala first. But we don't.
Right.
You should do the Avdala first. But we don't. Why? Because we... Okay, well, that's the question. Why say Chavivah Mitzvah B'Shaita and do Avdala first?
Correct? Right, so you must be... Right, must be you don't say Chavivah Mitzvah B'Shaita by a bracha.
Yeah, that's strange. Why should I say that? Why is bracha any different? Right. In other words, why is bracha any different? Yeah, okay, so what do you say? Go ahead.
Well, maybe bracha is not the ma'aseh mitzvah.
Yeah, but why shouldn't I say chaviva mitzvah shaita?
Right. I mean, the mitzvah of Havdalah is a bracha. I mean,
that's right. That's correct. So why should I say just because the mitzvah is a bracha? I don't say chaviva mitzvah shaita. I mean, well, it's true, it's a bracha, but it's a mitzvah. So I should say chaviva mitzvah shaita, like, just like by...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So what is Rashbam saying?
Rashbam Mishashan. He says Mishashan kol nachar achar berachas mazon yayin nevesam v'avdala ki beishali deberein. The lo amar chaviv mitzvah shaita. The lo mavdil mekami mazon dehav ye shas avdala. The shas avdala really guesses right away. You don't say do avdala first because the chaviv mitzvah shaita.
We don't say, yeah.
Strange Havamina, Rabbi. It's a really strange Havamina.
Yeah, the question is, what does that have to do really with Chaviva Mitzvah Shaita? Which bracha you say first? What's the difference? I mean, there's no halacha by Avdolah that you have to rush to do Avdolah.
No.
But here you say for some reason you should do Avdolah before Berachas HaMazon. It's Chaviva Mitzvah Shaita. You never, what does that have to do with it, really? You know what I mean?
Right.
What's the difference when I say which broccoli goes first?
Could be because you're eating before Abdallah. Like, in general, you're not supposed to eat before Abdallah.
Yeah. But he's saying it's Chaviva Mitzvah Shaita. Not because of... It's because Chaviva Mitzvah Shaita.
Chaviva Mitzvah Shaita.
I think it's a mother and a coming mother. Chaviva Shas Abdallah.
Right. The Shas Abdallah is to really be mild before you eat.
That's what he says.
He said that way, should mavdil before you eat.
He says, "The lo amar chaviva mitzvah b'shasa, the lo mavdil mekamei mazam, have a shas havdala." Those are his words.
Mazam doesn't mean before he eats. Mean before berachas mazam.
Right, he says before he eats.
No, before berachas mazam. He ate already.
Right. But he made a decision before he ate that he was going to not be mavdil first. He was going to wait till after he ate to be mavdil. And he was the mavdil in conjunction with Birkas HaMazon.
He's mavdil after Birkas HaMazon. So his question is, should be mavi before Birkas Hamazon.
Why before Birkas Hamazon? Why not before he ate?
No, that's not what he's saying.
What does Mekame Mazon mean? Before Birkas Hamazon or before he eats?
Mishasim Kum Machar, what does it say? Biyachar Birkas Hamazon.
Yeah, but later on in the same Rashbam, he says, Velo Amar Chaviva Mitzah B'Shasa, Velo Mavdil Mekame Mazon, Dehave Shas Abdullah.
Rashi says it's Mekame Sudasa.
Says what?
Rashi says, the Rashi on top. Velo Amin Chaviva Mitzah B'Shasa, Velo Mavdil Mekame Sudasa, Dehave Shas Abdullah.
Hey, which Rashi?
The one on top, on Kofi Amar Beis, right on top.
He says, oh, Masuda.
Right.
Rabbi Nissen, the Tosos bring down like you. And so Chol Gezer Shonam Beis, how to learn it. There's two ways to learn this.
Really?
Yeah, Tosos and Kofi Beis and Beis brings down two positions.
Rabbi
Nissen says, how could you eat before Avdallah? So he says, the case is, you start eating Mibod Yom.
Mibod Yom.
That's Rabbi Nissen learns, but I think Tosos learns, no, I mean, there's a half to hear. Yishlamat Devada Bechinam Ein Olecho Kod Mavdallah. Do you say the fact that in order to make Birchas Mazon a kos, that's a matir to eat before Havdalah? Or no, it's still aser, and the case over here must be where you shall show this basically to continue, you start on Shabbos.
So when the Rashbam says Mazon, you know, he means the actual Suda.
Probably, yeah.
You like Rashi.
Like Rashi and like Tosos. Right?
Yeah.
Rabbi Nissen is saying the other way, but yeah, probably he's learning like Tosos.
And if you say Chaviv Mitzvah B'Shaita, so then what should I say? So I should say before my son. Yeah, why doesn't he say simply now I eat before Avdallah?
I mean, Tosos is saying there's a heter. There's a heter to eat before Avdallah if you only, in order to bench Alakos.
Uh-huh.
You just can't do a bechinam, as he says. The Isser is bechinam, but if you have a reason to, you're allowed to eat before Abdallah.
Because the Isser to eat before Abdallah is not an intrinsic Isser of Isser Achila. It stems from Yechiv Abdallah.
Right. Right. So you should really...
That's why it doesn't mention that. That's why it does not mention the problem of eating before Abdallah. Because intrinsically...
So if you say Chaviv Mitzvah B'Shaita, so I should do it. I should do Avdallah before. But if I don't say Chaviv Mitzvah B'Shaita, so then I can eat before Avdallah.
Right.
That is so strange. So okay.
What's the time period here? After Shkia, before Tais?
You mean when is it speaking?
Yeah. How do you do Avdallah before Tais?
Well, you can't do Avdallah before Tzeis.
Without Eish?
Without Eish. But here he's doing Eish.
What's the problem with after Tzeis?
He's doing Eish.
Well, because it... Yeah.
I mean, if you did before, you wouldn't use Eish.
Not this man where you can be Nana from the Eish.
Something because that requires an actual Sefer. Havar. Yes, so let's get back. Just a
second. Maybe just one thing from the Rashbam, what you see. That like Chaviv Mitzvah B'Shaita, it doesn't just mean doing something like earlier. Like it needs to be there's like a Shas Mitzvah. Like Kiddush Friday night, the Shas Mitzvah is Friday night, not the next day. Or the Olas, by the Olas Shabbos, like the Shas Mitzvah is on Shabbos, not the next night. So here too, he's trying to show that there's like a Shas Mitzvah of Havdalah. Can't just be doing it a little sooner or later. He has to create this idea like a Shas Havdalah is Kodem Achila. You know what I mean? Like the Chaviv Mitzvah B'Shaita demands a Shaita. It can't just be his reason, not just faster or earlier.
Right. So what's the more discussion? If I say Chaviv Mitzvah B'Shaita, so then what should I do? So I should do Avdallah first.
Right. And give up the Kiyam of Bracha Lakos.
Give up the Kiyam of Bracha Lakos. Here's just saying. Yes, if I say Chaviv Mitzvah B'Shaita, so then... I should do Avdallah first. So Chaviv Mitzvah is talking about the Mitzvah Avdallah. He's talking about the Mitzvah Avdallah. If it's Chaviv, I should do it first. Or right after to eat and do Avdallah later. After Birchas Hamazon. Okay, so what do you want to answer? Let's finish over.
Okay, so he says, Amale, ana lo hekima, ana lo chaza, ana lo yoch.
In other words, yeah, that's okay. Go ahead.
I didn't come up with this idea.
Let's further. Can you stop here? Okay. Okay, so what do you mean? One says, Shiny Yuliam Fugiam, right?
Right. Right, where's the answer? Right. You want me to skip to the Ashbams, those two?
Oh, yeah, I mean, so. Yeah, okay, I gotta take that along. But that's a separate, it's a separate point.
Okay.
Yuli Yoma Meja Fugema.
Okay. Shall we do Rashbam before Visidarnana? Or no, should I skip that one too? Okay, I'll read it. Yuli Yoma, Shani Yuli Yoma, Efika Yoma. Yuli Yoma. Mechavevina lay v'avdina kiddusha meorta. So mechavev the mitzvah we do kiddush at night. Ki hechi delinkati eluyon hai.
Hai means quickly.
Quickly, okay. Dechavev mitzvah shaita v'zvizh megdina la mitzvah. But afuke yoma ki gon havdala. Ma'achrina lay. Hechi da ashichan shum ali.
That's funny that he says that's the reason Magdimah misses. Why is he bringing that in? What's it got to do with it? Correct?
Yes, yes. Out of place.
Sarah's out of place.
Yeah.
That's a general call all over. Okay.
Yeah, and like it's also, you could have mentioned it earlier. Almost not the very end of Sergei's throwing it in. It's like strange. Okay, afuke yoma ki gon havdala. So taking out the day, ma'achrin alei heichad ashichan shum alila la achure. So you delay it if you can find any kind of pretext to delay it. Ki gon heichad ein la kosechad de ma'achrin alei ad achamazon.
That's funny.
So by
you have to find an alila.
Why need a pretext?
Why need a pretext? So it's a rough Gemara here.
What exactly is he delaying? I mean, Shabbos is he's already doing Malacha, just Abdullah he's delaying, right?
Say it again.
What exactly is he delaying? I mean, it's just the Abdullah he's delaying. The Shabbos has ended. I mean, he's doing Malacha, I assume.
Say it again.
When he delays Havdalah till Birkas HaMazon, right?
After
he doesn't say it before Yeh. Do you mean he didn't do Malacha till then? He did Malacha till then, no? We presume that he was engaged in Malacha. He ended, Shabbos has already ended for him. He just hasn't made Havdalah yet.
He can't do Malacha unless he says Havdalah.
So he hasn't done, no, he was Mavdil Betrila. This is just the Abdal Alakas.
That's correct. So
what exactly is he delaying? Is the guy not doing Malacha? He's being mostly Mechul Alakodesh? What's he saying?
He's delaying Abdal to after the Muslim.
Just Abdal Alakas?
Abdal Alakas, yeah.
And what kind of key? That's a key in because why? He's not extending Shabbos. He's just not making the bracha of Hamah. He's just not making Abdallah the Kaos.
But Abdallah is what's Mater and Achilo. So it's Mater. So he's extending Yisro Achilo with Shabbos.
If he's extending Shabbos, I would totally get it. But if the guy's just delaying saying a bracha over Shabbos, which he's already ended, where exactly is the key in there?
You mean where's the key of Ma'achrin?
Yeah.
Right, he's eating a meal, presumably he's doing Malacha. He's just not doing Abdallah. He's not really being, not really taking out the day any later. Shabbos is gone, he's just not doing the mitzvah of Abdallah.
Why are you bringing in the...
He sounds more like a bum than a... A good guy.
It doesn't say he's doing malacha.
It doesn't say no.
Why not? Like, why wouldn't he? Like, he did have Abdallah in bed. He could say Baruch Hamav. There was no din. He can't make Abdallah. He lit the candle. You know what I mean? And he's eating a meal. Like, there's no indication that he's keeping Shabbos longer.
You're telling me he already lit the candle?
I'm sure he's going to light the candle before. I mean.
No, he's going to do that together with the kos after Baruch Hamazon. He's not offering Shabbos.
The whole kiyum here is, even though he's eating, he's keeping the Shabbos of Issur Malacha.
He's not offering Shabbos. That's what I was thinking.
It's not like you have to do that.
I mean, how is he Malacha Shabbos anyway?
Yeah. What's he doing?
Is the concept of Yemosif for the beginning and Yemosif at the end. Isn't that a concept?
Yeah, but is he really being Mosif Mechal Kodesh? Is he really doing that? That doesn't seem like the Gemara is bringing that down. He's Mosif Mechal Kodesh.
It certainly wasn't part of the case up till now.
And he'd also be Mekayim Chaviv and Mitzvahs if he's showing more of a Chavah for Shabbos.
No, that's not Chaviv. Chaviv and Mitzvahs is going on the Bracha. He's going on the Bracha. Chaviv and Mitzvahs Shaita. So you're asking, how is he Macher?
How is it meaningful? He's just delaying saying the Bracha. Doesn't sound very. Doesn't sound like it's really being ma'achir.
You know, the doesn't accomplish anything.
Yeah, what is it doing? It sounds weird. I can't wait for you to explain this. Oh, this is gonna be good.
Yeah, well, let's have the case again. The case is he's eating. And really, he should do Abdullah before he eats. But we allow him to eat and do Abdullah later.
I mean, he's sitting down to do his after Shabbos, what's that called? Malava Malka? That's what he's doing?
Yeah, man, he's making the Malava Malka. He's making the Malava Malka.
He's just fucking
right. Hot dogs.
There's an hour in the Shabbos, and he's making him a lot of malkin. He didn't do Abdullah yet.
Was it easy? It's a time when he could make Abdullah, or he could start eating.
Right?
So yeah. Therefore, he should do Abdullah first.
And it's also Asher, right?
It's also what?
Asher. It's Asher L'Achila called him Abdullah. It's after Tseis. It's a Malava Malka. That's the way they set up Abdullah, right? The Chi of Abdullah creates an Isra Achila.
Correct.
Okay.
He needs to take his choice.
Right.
But that also is answered, Randy. That it's not a, it's Bechinam. This is to do a Bechinam. But if you're doing it for the Kiyam of Abdal, of Birch HaSamaz and Al-Kos, there's no answer.
It means he's allowed to eat. Because he wants to Birch HaSamaz and Al-Kos.
Right.
Even though it's rishus.
What's rishus?
The suda.
Maybe it's
not a chiyuv. He's yotzei shalshus. I mean, the malava malka is if a guy washes, he should do a malava malka. But
malava malka
is the lizbon.
Why can't be shalshus? The guy's eating after He's flipping out the shal shus.
He's what? What's the case?
The guy's eating shal shus and it goes fast talk.
So what were you talking about? He should make Abdullah middle of a shal shus. Is that what you mean?
He goes skier. The Shabbos over 9 o'clock. He's singing. He's learning. He's talking. Whatever. He's 9:15. He's still in shal shus.
He didn't wash yet, or he did wash?
He washed. He washed on time.
Days. He washed before Shkia. And now it comes time for days. And he's in the middle of the meal. That's what you're talking about.
That's right, yep. Which happens a lot, right.
So if he's in the middle of the meal, that's the question. Whether he should do Havdalah, it's considered Shaita the moment it's the earliest time is Shaita.
So why are you saying that's the case where this is an extended shal shus? It could be a case of, it could be done a lav mako. What that's
not
necessarily the case. So what?
It's for shus.
Where is Bo come from? The Rashba never took that position that was talking about shal shus. In fact, we know that that's not the eskamas of all the Rishonim.
Music.
So your case is where he's going to do the Malava Malka, and they're saying don't do Abdullah before Malava Malka because you can do the Kos, Shalbirchas HaMazon and Abdullah together. That's your case.
That's the case.
Okay. So you're saying they waive the Isser Havdol. It's not just the mitzvah chaviva. It's not just simply because you can get an additional kiyum, but they waive the Isser as well.
The Isser Achila, you mean?
The Isser Achila. But that's what the halacha is, that you can't do Havdolah until...
So that's what Aaron's calling to the Taisus. That there's no Isser Achila because it's not Lachinam.
So what does that mean when it's not b'chiyum? Anytime you have anything to do, or only when it's a kiyum?
Only when it's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to make brachos hamazon al hakos.
Yeah, but his question is, he didn't have to eat. If it's talking about malav malka, he didn't have to have the meal.
What's that?
Who wants to have the meal? Once I have the meal, I have to bench. Who says you should be eating? What allows you to take the first bite? If it's after Shabbos, and you can make Abdullah, and you go to shal shus already, so who says I could have another meal just so that I can have Birchas HaMazon and fulfill that mitzvah?
Yeah, but if they don't have Malka, they can't fundraise.
Malka is not a long term.
Right. So it's not an obligation. So what allows a guy to eat?
Correct. Good question.
Yeah, that was bothering me.
Yeah, what's the case? What has it going to express the case? Hanefnas always said, Motsoi Shabbos. Vorcha Yayin, Yalamor. So it's Motsoi Shabbos. It's clear. Correct?
Or the Hanechnos Leveis Okama the Motsoi Shabbos.
What?
Did he go into the house Motsoi Shabbos? He went into the house, quote, before. And on Motsoi Shabbos, he should do all these things. You can put a comma after Hanechnos Leveis.
I see. Comma.
Aaron, didn't you quote the Rishonim that said that he started the meal after?
Where Aaron's was it?
I mean, the Tosas on Kufbeis and Beis. If you want to look there, it's short. He brings down two possibilities of Rabbeinu Nissen, who holds that the case is this is the meal started on Shabbos, in order to avoid these problems. But then Tosfos asks, it sounds like he came home Motzei Shabbos. It doesn't sound like that, and there's other problems. And he says, no, the whole issur of eating before Avdalah is only if it's Bechinam. But if you have a reason to eat beforehand, like you can make Avdalah, like Brachas Mazon HaKos, then there's no issur. But the Tosfos Kufbeis and Beis Meinicho. That's Machlokes Rishonim. You know, it's not.
But does he say that you started the meal after Tzeis? Maybe he means that you started the meal before. And the if and the.
No. No. That's your Rabbeinu Nissen solution. Tosfos doesn't sound like that. Because he says it sounds like he comes after Motzei Shabbos and Nechlas Abesim Motzei Shabbos. The kasha the lashon Nechlas Abesim Asher Shalom Hischa Lechol Mibod Yom. Doesn't sound like from our Gemara that it's Mibod Yom. It sounds like he comes home Motzei Shabbos and starts eating.
Yeah, Nechlas Abesim means Motzei Shabbos.
Yeah, Rashi is much more that way too on our daf.
Is it possible?
If you look further, where he quotes it's a little later, but he's quoting the Gemara. He says, "Where is it? It's the Rashi Shemamino." So he says, "Diktani and Nicholas the base of Moshe Shabbos Mavdil." It's all one thought.
But maybe the Isser is only to eat before Havdalah when it abrogates Kavod Shabbos. But if you're doing it for a Kiyum Mitzvaso, even though it's Rishus to eat, but the bottom line is it won't abrogate from Kavod Shabbos because you're getting the Kiyum of Alakos. The Yisr is only when it detracts from Kavod Shabbos.
So if he has two koses, so then he does what? So then he makes a law first, he makes a law.
Right.
Yeah, what's the main law of Kavod? How does it work? I mean, the plain shot, before the main law, Alakos Echad means he has plenty of wine. So he makes a law. Okay, what's the Kiddush?
What are you asking now?
I'm just trying to get the plain shot in the Gemara. So Gemara is saying that if he comes home normally, so then he makes a law. That's all it says. But then it says he only has one kos, so then he makes. So normally, if he has plenty of wine, so he just makes a dough. But
right.
If he only has one dose, and he's going to make it, and he's going to eat. So he's allowed to eat and be mavdil on the coast and use the coast of Bersal of Birchas HaMazon. In other words, and then that's what he says, that over here, not a violation to eat, because he has no chew, because it is tzorach.
Again, is that tzorach because it's tzorach Shabbos, or because what makes the Torah?
Birchas HaMazon on the coast. In other words, he only has one coast. So if he makes a Avdol on the coast, so then there's no Avdol, there's no coast for Birchas HaMazon. And he wants
there is no Birchas HaMazon. He didn't eat yet, so there's no. There's
yeah,
no
that's true, but he wants to eat. He's not going to fast.
So he's allowed to put aside the yeser of eating before Avdolah so that he can have his meal.
He's allowed to eat because he wants to have Avdol on the coast. That's what he says. The Sinim, you can't do it. But if it's there's a mitzvah for the love of double kos, so then you're allowed to do it.
And there's no Isser Achila?
No, because he has no choice. It's not Pechinam. The Isser Achila is where it's Pechinam. Because the Isser is a B'zoyim for Shabbos.
Right.
If it's a sort of mitzvah, it's not a B'zoyim for Shabbos.
Right. Right.
So that's the case. So the case is clear.
Yeah. How many people are partaking of this Malav Malka?
Don't say this is a pseudo.
Sorry?
Malav Malka is a Jewish term. It's a pseudo. How many people are partaking of it?
Fundraising.
Yeah.
I don't know. Seems that even one. Apparently
all. That's also a Machlokas.
That's right. That's Machlokas Yishonim. But if you hold one, that the coast is, you do coast by one, so speak by one. Fill three, is speak by three.
Three, okay.
Depends on your person. But the case is clear. He comes home, he wants to eat as soon as he wants to make Avdolah. So if he has a lot of wine, so he makes Avdolah. But if he only has one coast, so he eats as soon as he should have Birchas HaMazon al Yayin, then he has Avdolah.
Right.
So what's the Gemara's question? That if you say Chaviv Mitzvah B'Shaita, Right? So he should make Abdullah first.
I understand that. Why is, how does that follow? Maybe you do say Chavir Mitzvah B'Shaisa. I understand the question. If you're going to say Chavir Mitzvah B'Shaisa, you should say Abdullah first.
Right.
Well, let's say it turned out that you did have to say Abdullah first.
That would
show nothing about Chavir Mitzvah B'Shaisa because you're not allowed to make Abdullah.
Oh.
You're not allowed to eat until you make Abdullah.
One second. Start again.
Let's say... I'm not sure I'm following. Even if you did, let's say the din was saying that the fact that you could delay shows that you don't say Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaisa when it comes to a bracha. That's what it seems to show, right?
Right.
Okay. So, how exactly does it show that?
Because you say Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaisa, so you should forget about the Kiyum Halakos of Birchas Hamazon, just like before. You say Chaviv Mitzvah B'Shaisa, and you do Balayla. I mean...
No right to delay.
No right to delay. Chaviv Mitzvah B'Shaisa.
Not for sure.
Right, just like you gave up the Kiyum of Kavod HaYom. So
that's
you
right.
You give up the Kiyum here of Brach HaLakos.
That's correct.
Yeah.
It's interesting. Why is it that we say before that you can't... You can't obliterate a mitzvah. So that's why you do both. You do it al yibiyom, and you get a little bit of kavarayom, and a little bit of kiddush. But if it's a chavir mitzvah shaita, we don't say that. We say you obliterate a whole kiyum of kavarayom. Right?
Right.
So there, somebody asked me that question last week. That was the question we left off on. Why don't we say that you shouldn't obliterate a whole institution? Right?
Right. I mean, the Gemara's initial answer. What was the Gemara's initial answer? How does that really make sense?
Going back to that. So I was thinking about something like this. The reason is because the institution of Kavod HaYom is a particular. But Chaviv Mitzvah B'Shaisa is universal because it has to do somehow with Zriz Magdim LaMitzvahs. So universal is comes before a particular. In other words, Chaviv Mitzvah B'Shaisa is a loch of, let's say, Zriz Magdim, whatever. It's Chibuv Mitzvah. But Chibuv Mitzvah is universally applied to all mitzvahs. Whereas the particular, Kavod HaYom, is a particular. So you could obliterate a particular if you have a universal which embraces all the mitzvahs.
Makes sense.
Yes. Yeah.
That's interesting.
Okay, so what's the next question we have?
Why is there every? Because it's just a universal principle is more fundamental in the Torah?
It's more fundamental.
To every.
It's more fundamental. It's more fundamental.
Yeah.
It's more fundamental, takes precedence to something that's particular.
Yeah, it seems to be more compelling in the case where the fundamental issue is one that's a ma'akev.
The what?
When you're dealing with a fundamental that's not something that's, it's not fundamental. I mean, you say it's more fundamental, I mean, it's more universal. But it's not ma'akev.
Well,
and
was
here you're eradicating... Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaisa is never ma'akev.
So what?
So it's not really more fundamental, it's just more universal.
Well, it's more fundamental meaning it pertains to all the mitzvahs. You want to call it universal. It doesn't make it,
but
what you call it.
But you're never not yotzei a mitzvah because you didn't do it that way.
This is ma'akev.
Whereas in this case, you're actually not going to have the kiyum whatsoever.
Yeah, but you don't hear the svara. The svara is because it embraces all the mitzvahs.
Right.
That's it.
I understand what you're saying.
So I don't understand what you're asking.
Because when you look at the conflict between the principle that's the more universal or the more fundamental, and the one that is. And the one that it's opposed to. The only thing that you're considering in the analysis is that one factor. Which one is the more fundamental, the more universal?
What's wrong with that?
But why?
What's wrong with that? Why can't I say that? What's wrong with that idea?
I didn't say you can't say it. I'm just saying, but isn't what happens to the factor of whether or not something is ma'akev?
What does ma'akev have to do with it? What does ma'akev have to do with it? I mean, I don't see what is ma'akev? Why do I get ma'akev? Svara is, if it's more universal. Chibur of mitzvah, by the way, is not chibur of mitzvah alone. It's the chibur of mishetziva by him, like the Rambam says. So it means it's chibur of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it may not be halachically ma'akev in a particular, but it extends way beyond the chashivas of a component of a mitzvah. I think the story is very clear. You can't make up your own criteria and then ask a question. And you can't make it say it has to be ma'akev. How do you know that? Do you hear what I'm saying?
I hear what you're saying. I definitely hear what you're saying.
You can't ask a dozen questions. You can't make up your own criteria and then ask a question. You're making up a criterion that it's ma'akev. Has to be ma'akev.
No, I'm not asking. I'm asking you why. How do you... I'm trying to understand what determines what the criteria are. Okay, but you're going to say that that's just what they are.
It's it digs into the Yisodei Hadas.
Okay.
Chibur of mitzvah.
Got it.
It's a high level.
Right.
Yes, the whole character of the idea is different when it reflects Chavivas Mitzvah.
So why shouldn't it apply to Bracha? I mean, what kind of Havamin is that the Gemara has? For some reason, this principle, why would the Gemara think this principle shouldn't apply to a Bracha?
Yeah, that's a good question. Yeah, what I want to say is like this. To answer that question, maybe Bernie's question, definitely answer Bernie's question also. But the thing, Bernie, I think, is asking, it's not halachic. But anyways, let's hold that off a second. The thing is, what I want to say is that the reason Magdim and Lamitzvahs is usually Allah and the Gavra. But over here, Chibur Chaviv and Mitzvah Shaita is Allah and the Chefza. That's the reason Magdim that emanates from the Chefza. It's crystallized in the Chefza. It's not extraneous. Susan Magdim ordinarily is an extraneous phenomenon. But over here, it's creating a chefza as Susan Magdim. It's in the chefza shel mitzvah.
That's why I asked him Avram Abok, I mean, it's the halachim.
What's that?
The character of Avram Avinu. I asked him Avram Abok as a characteristic of Avram Avinu, that he was meticulous, he was a zarin, you're saying, as a gavra.
You say it again?
You're saying, but his reason is the Gavra, that's Vayashkim Abraham Baboka. I think that's one of the original sources.
That's right.
To show he was a Zorit. He was a Zorit as a personality.
That's right. But over here, it's Allah is crystallized in the Chefza.
Yeah. Right.
So that's why it doesn't have to be Ma'akev. I mean, I don't think Kasha's Kasha anyways. But the thing is, what you're saying is, it's Chibur Chaviras and Mitzvah B'Shaita is Allah in the Chefza. It's Noveh from the Chefza. That's why he says, maybe it doesn't work by Bracha, because maybe it wasn't Kavu in the Chefza by Bracha. It's not this reason like demon that's Allah extraneous Allah to the Mitzvah and the Gavra. It's Allah embedded in the Chefza. So how do you know that they did it when it came to Bracha? Maybe it's only in Meisah. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Now, why would you think it'd be different? It's a universal principle and Kiddush Nadal are mitzvos.
What difference does it make? It would still be Zvizim Akdimen. And Zvizu Makdimin is also a fundamental.
No, there's a difference between Zvizu Makdimin that's not a part of the mitzvah. That's just Halach and Regavar. It's extraneous. It's very nice. But it's not kavu in the mitzvah. It's not kavu in the execution of the mitzvah. That's what I'm saying.
So the Chetzah Shel mitzvah is not impacted by it.
That's right. Exactly. Exactly. So here it is, because that's the way they formulated it.
Right.
Well, how do you? I mean, it just seems weird. So you're saying that by korbanos, it's a given that you the chaviyah mitzvah shaisus. So you know, we don't put off the hektar cholavim, and we don't put off the hektar cholavim. But by kiddush, you know, maybe that's like what's arbitrary, like what chetzah does apply to and which chetzah doesn't apply to. If chaviyah mitzvah shaisa is a kiyum in the chetzah shel mitzvah, elevates the chetzah shel mitzvah, why shouldn't it be universal and apply to all mitzvahs? Why would you leave out certain mitzvahs? This chetzah is elevated. That chetzah is not elevated. How do you, what's the principle?
That's what Gemara is saying. As a matter of fact, that fits him very well. He says he knows it from the base of Midrash. That's only in this chesed.
Boy, so let me see. So the question was, you know, why this chesed not that chesed? The answer was that's just what I know.
Say it again.
I don't understand why would it apply to what determines whether or not this is a chetzah shel mitzvah to which this principle applies.
Yes, nowhere.
Is there no rule? There's no principle to it. It's not based on any type of concept.
We'll see about that. But let's first get the sir.
Okay. I can be patient. Okay.
Yes. Yeah, so what was the other question we had? So the kash was from Yom HaShabbos, Shnei Kolasim, right? That why don't I say it's the Chuya to do it afterwards? So the answer is very simple now. Because the reason Magdimin is a part of the Chetzah Shel Mitzvah. So that's why you do it on Shabbos. You follow? If it were...
Yeah, I follow from what you're saying.
What's that?
It follows from what you said.
Right. Is it there?
Yeah, I'm listening, yeah.
Does this work out?
Yeah, so you're saying but then the heft is the carbonyl, you're saying. Or you're
That's
saying
right.
Is it carbonyl? Okay.
Yeah, so it's built into the Chetzah Shel Mitzvah.
Right.
It's built in. So that's why you don't say, if it's the Chuya, I'll do it later.
Right.
Because since it's built into the Chetzah Shel Mitzvah, so it has the character of the mitzvah itself. So you don't say the Chuya in such a case. You don't say you wait till later.
Right.
Because you'll be missing the... You'll be missing the intrinsic quality. You'll be missing the intrinsic quality of the mitzvah.
Right. That's good.
What are we talking about? Hektar Cholavim?
Yeah, Hektar Cholavim.
Okay.
And so now, what about the issue of why you are Ma'acher by Avdala when you only have one coat?
Why you had what?
When you only have one coat by Avdala. So you are ma'acher.
I mean the answer to Gemara?
Yeah,
what's the Gemara is the answer there? Why don't you say chaviyah mitzvah b'shayis in that case?
Right. And make a little first.
Right.
So that's the Gemara's answer, Shiny. Elu yom me'afug yom, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right, so how does it go?
The Rosh Hashanah, Ma'achar.
Yuliyama, Mechavinoe. Read the Rosh Hashanah, Yuliyama. You got the Rosh Hashanah, Yuliyama?
Yeah.
Do you want to read it?
Rosh Hashanah. Yayula Yoma Mechavavinle Vavdinan Kidusha Meorta Kihehe Delinkati Iluyan Hai the Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita V'Zriza Magdim on the Mitzvah.
So now it explains why the boy brings in Zriza Magdim on the Mitzvah. Why is he bringing that in? That's an extraneous, Midas Chassidus. It's not Halacha. Zriza Magdim on the Mitzvah is Midas Chassidus. If you make a bris in the afternoon, you're not over an Avera. True, you don't have Zriza Magdim on the Mitzvah. But that's a Hidur. It's not halachically a violation. All right, I have to work on my meters, but it's not a halachic violation. Why over here is it halachic? So the answer is because in the chefza.
Rabbi?
Yeah.
Why are you struggling to understand? I thought we started off with the outline that the reason Makim in the mitzvah is usually halacha in the gavra, and then chaviva mitzvah b'shaita is generally in the chefza. So, but now you're talking
not
about
generally. Chaviv Mitzvah is in the Chefza.
Okay. But Zrizin can be both Halacha in the Gavra and in the Chefza?
Zrizin, no. No, it's a Hidur in the Maisa Gavra. It's a Hidur. It's not really Makiv, anything like... It's just a Hidur.
Okay.
Why is he mentioning it at this point? He already said that Chaviv Mitzvah Shaita, that's the important factor. Why is he mentioning Zrizin Makdimin at this juncture?
Because he's explaining that it's Zrizim, what is it? It's Zrizim Magdim Lemitzvahs in the Chafza. That's Chaviv Mitzvah Shaita.
Hey,
Oh, that's what you're saying, Rabbi? You think it's the same principle, just one in the Gavra and the Chafza?
No, it's one is a Hidur, Midas Chasidus, and one is Halacha. Ordinarily, if I don't put on my talis early, I'm not Zrizim Magdim. I'm not over an Avera. But over here, I'm missing something. It's not a halachic thing, ordinarily. So I'm not a Zoriz. I have to learn more Musa. But halachically, I fulfill my obligation 100%. But over here, you're saying it's a halachic thing.
And Zrizim Magdim takes on a halachic character now?
Zrizim Magdim now participates in the Chefz Shal is a component of the Chefz Shal Mitzvah.
It's different in this case.
It's totally different. It's halacha. It's not like an ordinary concept of Zrizim Magdim.
Mm-hmm.
Ordinarily, Zrizim Magdim is extraneous to the Mitzvah. It's extraneous. If I'm lazy and I want to make a bris at 12 o'clock or 2 o'clock in the afternoon, okay, I have a right to do it. I'm not a big tzaddik.
This reflects the character of the Gavra. Over here, you're telling us that it's integral as part of the mitzvahs.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Because of Shaita.
That's right.
I see.
Okay, if we left out those three words, what would I have not understood?
Well, say it again.
If he would have just ended his comment by saying that the Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shasa, period, and not end of this reason, Makdim and Lemitzvah, which he hasn't mentioned up till now, what would I be missing?
You'd be missing the full understanding of Chaviv and Mitzvah Shaita.
Why would I be missing that? Could you be more specific about what I wouldn't understand? If he ended the sentence with the Chaviv and Mitzvah B'Shasa, and he didn't add those three words, could you be more specific about what it is my misunderstanding would be?
You wouldn't have a good formulation.
Why? I would know that there's a principle of Chaviv and Mitzvah B'Shasa.
What does it mean? Where does it come from?
I don't know. Does it come from Zrizim Akdinan?
Yes, it does. But it takes the Zrizim Magdim and it incorporates it into a mitzvah, the Chefz Shal Mitzvah. Don't fight.
Okay, got it. Got it. Okay, got it. That's clear.
So once Zrizim becomes a din in the Chefza, it has like new properties and new dinim. Then it could be docha, like Shabbos or... Or then forget about Kavar Yom. So long as reason means a Kiyam and the Gavra, then it's like unessential and it won't have the same halachic consequences as when it becomes incorporated into the Chafza.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's correct.
Tough distinction, Rabbi.
I think it's a good distinction.
Yep.
Are there any questions we didn't answer?
Yeah, let's
do the next Deborah Moscow. Just one last question.
Yeah.
So what? When you're a Fugeyoma, right? So
we didn't do
what
that.
Exactly
we didn't
in do the, here?
We didn't do the test of the Gemara. A Fugeyoma and a Yuliyoma. We didn't do that.
So if you want to hold off on that, is that what you're saying?
No, what?
He said...
Okay, fine. Okay, so not my strong point. Okay.
In terms of the... So this idea of taking his reason and incorporating it into the chetza. So why would you think that a bracha doesn't tolerate that idea of taking
his
reason?
It's not a matter of tolerance. It just wasn't done. You see, now let's go back to... You see the way the low...
Lo Hakimana,
yeah, go ahead. Take that one.
Lo Hakimana, Lo Li Amina La Midaitai, Lahada Chaviv Mitzvishaita.
Okay, right. You didn't say it. Well, you didn't make it up.
Right. Lo Chazana Magid. Lo Amina La Mishmei de Gavri Yechida. Ela Gemarna Na Kamati.
So what's he saying here? I mean, you can say that in any Gemara. But I think the reason is because he's saying a new idea that in this mitzvah, this reason Magdim was incorporated into the chassid. Where do you find such a thing? So he said, I'm not saying it for my own. I'm not saying it from Darsi Chidoi. I received it with the Kabbalah from the Beis Medrash. So that's why I know that it works over here. But you had to have a Masorah on it. Without the Masorah, you couldn't say it.
Yeah, that's good.
That takes away all the cash that you're asking.
But he's the one who's holding. It applies to everything, even bracha. The Gemara had a kasha.
The Gemara had avni, maybe it doesn't apply to bracha.
But where would he get that question from? Like, Mehechi Teshi could come up with that.
You have to know where you say that you take this reason like demon and incorporate it into the mitzvah. You need a mitzvah for that.
It should be, since we learn it from Kachim, it should stay in the realm of Kachim. Who knows, you could transfer it to Bracha and Abdal and Kiddush and things like that.
That's correct. Maybe it's only there.
I mean, it's a din in Mikdash where there's an Avodah Sayyam in Kachim who says it.
Correct.
I can give you a reason, just a possibility as to why you would not say it about Bracha. Because if you're saying it's incorporated into Chesed Shal Mitzvah, each Chesed Shal Mitzvah has its own character, and Bracha is universal by all mitzvahs.
So what
it's an introduction to the mitzvah. No, I'm just looking for a reason as to why you would not say that it was incorporated into the Chesed Shal Mitzvah.
No, I'm saying you have to have a proof that it's true.
Yeah, I understand that, but they want to understand why you would not say it by bracha. What's the uniqueness of bracha?
Because
you
don't have a Masorah. You need a Masorah in order to say it. In order to have such a formulation, you need a Masorah.
Yeah, the default is not to extend it. Now we're saying this is a chiddush, that you can even apply it to a case where...
Right.
And bracha.
No basis.
In case of bracha.
I thought Aaron was looking for a havmina why you would not say it.
No.
No.
Okay.
You don't need to say that. You can simplify. You don't need to look for a reason why not. It's just so you need a reason why you do it.
Yeah, maybe your reason why they did it by carbon is because that's a din and avodah Hashem.
You can say a lot of things, but the main thing is there's a Masorah, and that's why you do it.
I'm ready for my chomp.
Thank you.
Yeah. What's the second shot?
And the Rashbam?
Yeah.
He says, "B'tamid Rabbeinu Yitzchak Kasav Hachigar Sinan Lo Chakima V'lo Gemarna Ana Ela Misadarna Ana." Okay, Venerly Perishad Avrakein Lo Chakima Ana Lo Armasha Marti Me'atzmi Mikadosh V'alech Kol Yom Kulo. The original statement of the Gemara, that wasn't his own chachma that he came up with. That you can make Kiddush even the next day, even during Shabbos day. The Gaon L'Tari is Chavim T'Shaita. And also, when you ask me the Kasha, how could you do that with the Braisa? And I say Chavim T'Shaita, but that also wasn't my own. V'lo Gemar Na'ana L'Lemati Dover Zen Mir Bosai B'Shir Kiddush. I even learned this from my Rebbeim, this whole sugya. Ela Sadar Na'ana Al Sidri Brachos Kiddush Rav Dala. What does that mean? I really thought into them to clarify the whole matter. Spent a lot of time in it. And I wasn't like, I guess, satisfied. So I was not satisfied until I didn't stop, until I was able to get down to the root of the matter. In order to be poskin, I guess, all the details.
I was understood exactly what you're trying to understand, how and why it works. In which cases it works.
Well, how's that different from lo chakimana? Isn't that what a chakim would be? Me'atzmi? He sat down, he thought the area through.
Say again?
And he's saying, I'm not a chacham to say this on my own, this also again, I didn't learn it from Arbam.
Right.
I was Masada, the whole thing, I spent a lot of time on it.
Right, I spent a lot of time on understanding the acre. And
how is
why it applies
from,
where it doesn't, why it doesn't apply in other cases.
Right, but isn't that Chachma, isn't that low, why is he saying lo chakiman, lo marmasha marti me'atzmi?
Oh, he means he's not just saying it by intuition.
Chachma there means like his intuition, as opposed to like really sitting through the merit and working it through, like spending a lot of time on it. That's like a different thing.
One second. So the first one is it's not intuition. What's the second one?
Not Kabbalah from Rebbe. Not Kabbalah from Rebbe.
Below.
Gemara no. I didn't learn it from my
Rebbe.
He didn't learn it from his Rebbe. So it wasn't intuition and it wasn't the lima from his Rebbe. So what was it?
He went through the sugya. He started from scratch.
How's it your brothers? Something like that. All right, in other words, he understands why the Sidri Brachos of Kiddush and Avdala work with the Chaviv Mitzvah Shaita works there. It's not an intuition. And it's not Stama Kabbalah. I have a full knowledge of it. Apparently the Gemara doesn't question what the knowledge was.
It's unusual Gemara.
It is unusual. It's very unusual. So he's saying he had more svaras when he went through the whole area, complex area, he understood the whole thing. But now he's just telling you the principle and showing you where it applies.
Maybe he means, Rabbi, that like sometimes you can like understand an area like in its own right, just define the area and make sense of it, and you understand why it does apply here, it doesn't. But maybe sometimes you like understand the entire, all the sugyas it's connected to.
That's
only
true.
In the full context does it really make sense. But if you just isolate this one little sugya, you're not really going to understand exactly why it is this way.
Correct. Seems like he says all brachas, doesn't he?
Yeah, right.
Right, so cool.
He says,
the virus kula.
All sidrei brachos kiddush v'avdala. Yeah, maybe it's like the entire complex system. Then if you see the whole system, you'll understand why this is this way. But if you just analyze this one sugya, you're not really going to understand why it has to be this way and it's not some other way.
Right. there's a lot of more, knowledge that beneath that explains it.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, so we didn't do a Yuliyama and
Fukuyama.
Fukuyama, right.
You'll have to come to that why they didn't say Havdalah right away. Go to Kalikos.
Why they didn't?
Yeah, that's the question, right? Why Ma'achran? If Chaviv and Mitzvah to Shaitan, you should do it right away.
That's correct. Yeah, so that's the problem.
Yeah.
So what does he say? What does Rashbam say?
This is 21.
Fugiyama. He says I could go and have Havdalah. So, I mean, apparently Havdalah is just one example. So you delay it whenever you have any pretext, you delay it.
What's this pretext business?
Well, so what does he mean, kigon havdalah? What else is afukeyome in this context?
that's a good question.
And would there really be, is there really no Kiyam, let's say, of reason in general? If I could, make Havdalah now, make it in half an hour. Is it better to wait half an hour? That's what I'm saying.
You mean that you should make it later?
I know. I mean, the word Alila just jumps out at you. It sounds like a pretext. It doesn't even sound like
what, what's Alila then?
Yeah.
Well. Now open up the packages, okay? Bring the packages in and price them. I'm still on the phone on Cheer.
Mark, mute button, Mark.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
I'll tell you what I think. I think it means like this. That really we say Chaviv Mitzvah B'Shaita. That's the basic principle. But there is a Kiyum for the Gavra to demonstrate that he's sorry about Shabbos passing. That's an extraneous, it's a separate thing. One thing is Chaviv Mitzvah B'Shaita, and that's why you should do Havdalah first. But there's another thing is the Gavra has to demonstrate in some small way that it bothers him that Shabbos is leaving. So that's why if he has an Alila, so that demonstrates that idea. Because he could have put it first, he puts it later. So it shows you that he feels bad about Shabbos leaving. That's a separate halacha.
In Shabbos, a Shabbos halacha. Cover Shabbos halacha.
Yeah.
Rebbe, doesn't the summon symbolize that or intel in that? Because it perks your neshama back up because your neshama and your is leaving?
Yeah, it's true.
So intrinsic in Havdalah is that idea.
Yeah, but that's, first of all, it's not Makev. And secondly, you can have the idea expressed in a number of ways. You don't have to limit it to one way. The more halachic, the Havdalah is really halachic. The sum is also Chiyuv, but it's a different realm. It's the person should think about the owner of Shabbos that he's missing. This is just to demonstrate in general that it bothers him. There's no steer if you have it in more than one expression of it.
So is there ever that there's like that principle of by Shabbos that you want to show that you're sad at leaving? Is that takes precedence over Chaviv Mitzvah Shaita, or is it that there's no Chib of Mitzvah in this case to be mocked in it?
That's a good question.
Repeat your question?
One second. Okay, repeat the question.
Is it that this principle of Shabbos, your ma'achah the Shabbos, to show that your Sabbath is leaving? Is it that principle of Shabbos takes precedence over the general kiyum of chaviv mitzvah shaita? Or is it because of the nature of Shabbos leaving, there just is no din of chib of mitzvah to be makdim the mitzvah?
Well, if you need an ilah.
You give a third possibility that keeping Shabbos longer is chaviv mitzvah b'shaita.
Means chiv mitzvah b'shaita delay it?
Yeah, I mean that's Shabbos is b'shaita right now, so it's a shas, it's a din in the shas of Shabbos to elongate it. So you actually is not in contradiction. You know, it's not a contradiction to chaviv. It is chaviv mitzvah b'shaita.
So what does it mean when he says Heicha d'ashkach and shum alila? Why do you need an alila? Every week you should just delay it.
You mean every week you should do it later?
Yeah. He says you need an alila. I mean, that's what he says.
That's the problem.
So that suggests that ideally you would chaviv mitzvah shaisa does apply. You need an alila in order to delay it.
That's fair.
But according to what you're saying now, no, it's better to delay. You should delay it all the time.
I hear. Yes, question.
Gary, can you say that Havdalah, in its ideal sense, takes place when the transition of Shabbos to Chol takes place? And that's when it was designated for that time, because at that transition, you take note of the transition. And that's the greatest expression of the realization on the part of the Gavra that the transition is taking place. However, there's still a kiyum to prolong it, but that's a separate halakha of pointing to the event, but not while the event is occurring.
So what are you saying there, what?
That the shaita really is when the event, the transition of chol, of Shabbos to chol is occurring. That's when it was, Havdalah was designated primarily at that time.
Okay. That's not chaviv mitzvah shaita. I mean, it's just, that's the time.
Right. That's the primary time at the event, at the transition.
So is that chaviv mitzvah shaita or not? And apparently one holds that there is chaviv mitzvah shaita here. So you should do it right away.
Right.
But here you have two chaviv mitzvah shaita coming in contact with each other. The chaviv mitzvah of Shabbos, of elongating it, and then chaviv mitzvah of Havdalah.
Hmm. No, chaviv mitzvah shaita is a specific formula. That's a separate thing. Chaviv Shabbos is a separate thing. That's a Maaseh Chassidus.
I thought Mark was saying that when you do Havdalah was set up to show the distinction between Shabbos, the Kedusha Shabbos, and Kedusha Chol, and it's a greater reflection of displaying that distinction when it's done bismano. That's mitzvah. That's a chaviva mitzvah, because that's the way it was set up, to show that the Kedusha Shabbos is unique from the Chol. So you do it time, you want to, that's the chavivas, that the person is demonstrating the asiyah as a different character. It's more the distinction between Shabbos, Kedusha Shabbos, and Kedusha Chol.
But the Gemara is saying is that that's chaviva mitzvah b'shaita.
Right, that's chaviva mitzvah b'shaita by over here.
There's no need to interpret it. It's a regular, it's the same chaviv mitzvah shaita as you had before. Any mitzvah. Like a hektach lov mevarm. But the question is, he finds a lila. What is that all about? The Alila is Docha the Havdalah, and somehow or other, it causes you to say the bracha of Havdalah afterwards. I mean, he seems to be saying that Chibas Shabbos is Docha Chaviv Mitzvah V'Shaita. What does he mean by Alila? We find Alila, he could be Macher.
Maybe we can go back to what you said earlier, that Chaviv Mitzvah V'Shaita is a fundamental. And when you have a conflict between the particular and the fundamental, so you can't just seize the particular over the fundamental. You have to have an Alila.
I don't know. Let's think about it. I think we need a new approach here.
This is sounding exciting.
The sugi is a great sugi.
Yep.
We figure out why he said lo chakima, no, that whole business. It actually has to do with this particular sugi.
Yeah, that's pretty good. That's pretty interesting. Yeah.
And he knew all the fundamentals, all the svaras in particular and in general. And why Chaviv Mitzvah V'Shaita works over here. And he's not saying it from intuition. It's a very, very beautiful sugya.
Yeah, definitely. It's a sugya that, you know, looking at it at the surface, it seems to be like almost arbitrary. And it's a sugya when you look at, if you look at it just on the surface, if you just go through it on the surface, it seems very arbitrary.
That's correct.
You know, as a matter of fact, it actually, like that whole thing about how Lo Chakima, that even says, like, hey, this is, it almost seems to be saying that it's arbitrary. So, it's interesting to see how really, no, it's not what it's saying. But, I mean, it's just, yeah, the way this approach analyzes the sugya, it takes that arbitrary sense out of it, and it actually puts that statement into a context where it makes sense.
That's true.
Yes, pretty.
That's true.
Pretty interesting.
Okay, so we leave you for the question.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Okay, boss. Have a good day.
Thank you, Rabbi.
That was really fantastic. Okay, I enjoyed that. Bye bye.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Thanks a lot.
My pleasure.
Thanks.